Blog Talk Radio.
Am I tripping?
My AI just changed. It just buzzed the front gate. I thank God you came. How many more days could I wait? I made plans with you, and I won't let them fall through. I think I lie for you. I think I die for you. Jealousy cry for you. Do things when you want me to. Like controller, controller. Yeah, like controller, controller. Yeah, okay, you like it when I get aggressive. Tell you to go slower, go faster. Like controller, controller. Yeah, like controller, controller. And I'm never on a wasting shawty. I do it how you say you want it. Them girls, they just wanna take my money. They don't want me to give you nothing. They don't want you to have nothing. They don't wanna see me find your loving. They don't wanna see me smiling back when they pre knowing I lie for you. Thinking I die for you. Jealousy cry for you. Do things when you want me to. Like controller, controller. Yeah, like controller, controller.
Y'all up here off me garments, and I'm all to come in me apartment pool. The girl them on the length and strength. Action speak louder than argument. Well,
but you can't just diss and come tell me I'm sorry. You can't listen to me talk and go tell my story. Nah, it don't work like that when you love somebody. My old flex is my new flex now and we're working on it. Yeah, and that's why I need all the energy that you bring to me. My last girl would tear me apart, but she never wanna split a thing with me. But when it comes to you, I think I lie for you. I think I die for you. Do things when you want me to. Like controller, controller. Yeah, like controller, controller. yeah. And I'm never on a wasting shawty. I do it how you say you want it. Them girls, they just wanna take my money. They don't want me to give you nothing. They don't want you to have nothing. They don't wanna see me find your loving. They don't wanna see me smiling back when they breathe.
PM here.
Music
on
a drop. Gyal a wind up them bumper. This is the summer, summer controller.
Ooh, okay.
TM Hyman Radio Live, man. We can't make it up. We are inside the social lab, and so are you. Tonight, we're talking about personal realignment and purpose. And right now you have myself, Madam Boston, and we have Hot Chocolate out of ATL. What's up, Hot Chocolate?
That's right. Well, hold on. Let me just give you the way the Jamaican introduction that we were not expecting. Hey, your girl Hot Chocolate here, them from the ATL. Will them will. What's up, everybody? Happy birthday.
Yes.
a little bit more of the unexpected that we already had.
And listen, I'm usually good with timing, but I promise you, I tried to catch it before I started yelling, but he beat me to it.
Well, you know, whatever. That just shows how live we're going to be tonight, that's all.
What? I'm trying to tell you, man. Listen, even though we have a subject, hey, you just gonna have to rock with us on this one, man. Oh gosh. Okay, so look, before I go into another song, right? Because you know I love the music. Just to give y'all a preface of what we're talking about, when we're talking about personal realignment and purpose. It's pretty much like we all have a purpose in this life, right? The whole point of us being here. That's what a purpose is. We have a point and a purpose. Now, the thing is trying to figure out, or not just figure out, or pay attention to what you're naturally good at, which is 9 times out of 10 linked to your purpose in life. You know, as I heard T.D. Jakes explain earlier today, it's about, you know, want to be in life, where you see yourself in life, not so much what other people see for you in the negative way, you know. So we're gonna touch on that a little further in the show. And did you have anything to push along with that? Did you have anything you wanted to add to that?
Well, we're gonna touch on your T.D. Jakes bullets, as well as some tidbits from A Purpose Driven Life, which is a publication that I've read once, and I actually plan on reading again, just not only to refresh myself with it, but just to become a little bit more in tune with actually what my purpose driven life is. And I feel as though my purpose in life has changed and gone down several different avenues, which I'm finding out in my more seasoned years. We're not going to say older, in my more seasoned years, that's kind of the purpose. You know, there's not just one avenue. You know, there may be more than one thing that you're good at that is going to give you fulfillment and give you purpose in your life. So we're going to touch on that.
Yes, we are. And that's on the other side of this. It's 9:11 p.m. inside the social lab. Rock with us.
Thank you.
many of us? How many jealous? Real friends, there's not many of us. We smile at each other, but how many honest? Trust issues, switch up the number. I can't be bothered, I cannot blame you for having an angle. I ain't got no issues, I'm just doing my thing. Hope you're doing your thing too. I'm a deadbeat cousin, I hate family reunions. The church up by drinking at the communion, spilling free wine. Now my tux is ruined. In town for a day, what the f we doing? Who your real friends? We all came from the bottom. I'm always blaming you, but what's sad, you not the problem. Damn, I forgot to call him. I thought it was Thursday. Why you wait a week to call my phone in the first place? When was the last time I remembered a birthday? When was the last time I wasn't in a hurry?
Tell me you want those tickets when it's game time. Even to call your daughter on the FaceTime. Even when we was young, I used to make time. Now we be way too busy just to make time. Even for my
real friends, I guess I get what I deserve, don't I? Word on the streets, just ain't heard from them. I guess I get what I deserve, don't I? Talk down on my name, throw dirt on them. I couldn't tell you how old your daughter was. Couldn't tell you how old your son is. I got my own junior on the way, dog. Plus, I already got one kid.
Couldn't tell you much about the fam, dog. I just showed up for the games, dog.
Maybe 15 minutes, took some pictures with your sister. Merry Christmas, then I finished. Then it's back to business. You wanna ask some questions about some real shit? Like I ain't got enough pressure to deal with. Please don't pressure me with that bill.
Cause everybody got them that ain't children. Oh, you've been nothing but a friend to me.
Thinking I'm crazy, you defending me. It's funny, I ain't supposed to centuries. To be honest, dog, I ain't feeling your energy.
Money turn your kin into an enemy. Same feelings they pretend to be. Looking for
real friends.
Real friends.
How many of us? How many of us are real friends? To real friends, to the real end, to the real to the wheels don't spin.
Yeah, yeah.
To 3 a.m. calling. How many
real friends?
Just to ask you a question, just to see how you was feeling. How many? For the last, you was frontin'. I hate when it text you like, what's up, fam? Hope you good. You say, I'm good, I'm great. The next text, they ask you for something. How many?
What's best for your family, immediate or extended? Any argument, the media extended.
I had a cousin that stole my laptop that I was f***ing on. Pay that $250,000 just to get it from him. Real friends. Huh? Real friends. I guess I get what I deserve, don't I?
Word on the streets that they ain't heard from him.
I guess I get what I deserve, don't I? Talk down on my name, throw dirt on him.
Hammer Radio Live, 9:15 p.m. here in the Social Lab on Money Monday. The girl Hot Chocolate joined by my equally beautiful co-host, Miss Madam Boston, Kizzy Boston, as we like to call her sometimes. And the number 917-889-3926 is the number to weigh in if you choose to join us on the line tonight. Our purpose tonight: personal realignment and purpose. One of the books that always helps me kind of get back in tune and on track with my alignment, because I'm kind of, I don't want to say kind of, I'm very all over the place. Like, I'm easily distracted, especially when it comes to things that I need to hone in and focus in on and implement, so to speak. When I do get in my focus, I'm in it. But the slightest thing can distract me. So as long as I can keep my eye on the prize, so so to speak, for lack of a better term, then everything is okay. But once I get distracted by something else, there becomes a problem. So one of the books that helps me out is a publication called The Purpose Driven Life by Rick Warren, and it's actually a devotional book written by the best-selling author of this publication that was released in 2002, and it offers readers a 40-day personal spiritual journey and presents what Mr. Warren says are God's five purposes for human life on earth, and describes it as a blueprint for Christian living in the 21st century. Now, don't get me wrong. I am nowhere near perfect. I don't command myself as the person who you should live your life after, because I fall short every single solitary day and have to ask for forgiveness and prayer and get back to the place where I belong and where I need to start. However, I know in doing that, that's the first step. And for me personally, it may not be for everybody, and that might not be your belief, but the Christian and spiritual publication gives me my foundation, right, to get back where I need to start. So that's why I really get back to the purpose of life for that. As far as me finding my purpose, it's taken me all of my almost 46 years, yes, 46 years on Sunday, again, 46 years of being here, and I forgot what my purpose is, and at times I still question. There's no blueprint, right or wrong way to figure out what your purpose is in life. Really all about just being in tune with who you are. That's the first step. And it took me a while to get in tune with myself. That, I think, was the longest figuring out or even getting close to the road to being on the road to figuring out. You have to know yourself first. And once you're able to do that, then it'll give you a better blueprint as to where you want to go and what direction you want your purpose and driven life to drive you in. It's got to be something that motivates you. It's got to be something that you're passionate about, and something that you feel as though you're going to be able to make a difference.
And you're absolutely right. I know I mentioned T.D. Jakes earlier, and those of you that know me know that I don't claim any denomination. Universal law, you know, is what I follow. Just what you put out there is what you get. You put out positivity, that's what you get.
Right.
If I'm, like, I've learned that people definitely are not, may or may not treat you the way that you treat them, right? However, for the people that don't reciprocate your positivity, don't let them change you. Don't let them change your positivity. Even if you get taken out your character for a moment, you know, we have those moments. I know I do.
I do.
You know, you can't allow somebody else's negativity to change your positivity. And like what you were saying about focus, I get distracted horribly fast. I mean, hell, getting ready for the show, I was looking for certain music and ended up watching a documentary on Big Meech. I mean, like, you know, I get thrown off sometimes. But then again, who else can watch T.D. Jakes listening to trap music? That's how complex I am. You see what I'm saying? Like... it's all about our purpose. And, like, I know that my purpose is that, or my gift is that I can talk to anybody. Now, does it always sound nice? No. But I pretty much get along with anyone. And I know that people are putting my life for me to learn as well as them to learn. And it's like each instance that we go through in our lives, it molds us for the next thing in our life, you know? So it's like paying attention to those moments where you feel uncomfortable in the position you're in. Regardless mm-hmm. of how much, you know, you could be making the most money you ever said you wanted to make in your life, but not be happy, not be fulfilling anything besides just whatever your personal thought of success was. Thinking your purpose was just to provide for yourself.
Right.
When our purpose is to provide for each other. Because there's nothing that we can do by ourselves. I mean, hell, I used to be the one saying, oh, I can do X, Y, Z by myself, or I could do, you know. But the funny thing is, like, I think I brought this up in a business meeting one time. You can't get electricity without putting down a deposit. And you can't put down a deposit if ain't nobody at work. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And if nobody put that stuff in order, you know. Oh, look, before we go any further, King has arrived. Welcome, King. Welcome. Out of anywhere, USA.
The general is amongst us.
Mr. T.M. Hyman himself.
What is it? Live from Colorado Springs.
Uh-oh.
Be like, T.M., why are you in Colorado so much? I said, I'm going to give you three reasons. You tell me which one you think is true. A, T.M. is in Colorado skiing. B,
oh my God.
T.M. is in Colorado Boston. Or C, T.M. is in Colorado checking on his grow house. Which one is true?
I'm going to say D, all of the above.
You're listening to the Social Lab. Oh my gosh.
We'll be right back.
All the way up. Me. I'm all the way up. Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up.
Show it what you want. Show it what you need.
What you need.
Run the game. We ain't never leave.
Never leave.
Counting up this money. We ain't never sleep.
Never sleep.
You got V12. I got 12 V's. Got bottles. Got them.
I'm all the way up.
Shorty, what you want? I got what you need.
Need.
Shorty, what you want? I got what you need.
Hey.
Shorty, what you want? I got what you need.
I'm all the way up.
Hey.
Just had a gray on my face and it disappeared. I just dropped the biggest ejection. cleared when everybody counted us out just this year. I'm Steph Curry in the clutch. Take a shot of this royal elite and go all the way up.
My crown, I really rap. I'm home, my throne, I spoil you that.
When the bitch was gone, they was really playing with it. I was sitting listening like they ain't even saying shit. Now the real is back, I see they all trying to change it. But it's really too late now, I'm going back.
Go.
One of these bitches, two of these bitches gotta die. Three of these bitches, four of these bitches gonna cry. Five of these bitches popping pills, they high. Six birds, none of them get fly. See, about your records and big numbers, cause I was up top seven winners and six summers. Cuffed all on that bus, locked me all the way down. Now I'm all the way up.
Shorty, what you want? I got what you need.
Shorty, what you want? I got what you need.
Shorty, what you want? I got what you need.
I'm all the way up.
I'm all the way up.
Remy Ma, they picked up that Soul Train Music Award for All the Way Up. It's the Social Lab, TM and the crew, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. What it do, America? Coming to you on a Money Monday. Hey, personal realignment and purpose is our topic tonight. What have you done? What are you doing to prepare for the new year, right? You cannot go into the new with the same old bull. Leave the bull in 2016 and get ready to realign yourself. I heard CeeLo talking about you can't get power without a deposit. Where were you going with that, Boston?
I don't remember that conversation. We were in a business meeting, and they were trying to get us to just come up with something, but they didn't want to. They didn't want to pay to make that something happen. And it's like, that's how our lives are. Like, what we put in is what we get out of it. And it's like, we can't do it alone.
Got to invest.
Right. You know, so we have to invest. And then on top of the fact, we can't do it alone. Because even if we got to put a deposit down to get electricity, but if ain't nobody at work, we couldn't get it anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody plays a part. Everybody's here for a reason.
Yeah.
We need it.
No, absolutely.
Yeah. All that.
Absolutely.
And I was having a conversation.
Oh my God, it has to be. It was not happening before you got here. Cut it out.
Okay, so blame me.
Live, it was happening. Cut it out. It was.
But she didn't say nothing. Oh my God.
I didn't really get a chance to. I have listeners that are texting me and telling me that they can hear it. We're going to work through it.
I'm going back on mute. I'll just play music. Love you.
It may not just be you.
Bye-bye. Don't be trying to front.
I love y'all. I love you.
Hey, I was having a conversation recently with somebody, actually just a couple of days ago, about purpose. And they were talking about how they had finally found, something that, like, truly excites them, whether they get paid for it or not. And I was like, sounds like you found purpose. It wasn't the thing that's paying the job, that's paying the bills right now, it wasn't that thing. And I think a lot of people get purpose confused with job. Sometimes your purpose is aligned to something that's not going to pay you a dime because it hasn't become perfected. But let me tell you something. When you really focus on putting your purpose to work, guess what? It can absolutely not just glean you revenue and profits, but it'll glean you happiness and focus. We're talking about personal realignment tonight. Did either of you share your own realignment stories or your own purpose stories yet?
Not specifically.
Okay. Does anyone want to share?
I can. And funny how we're talking about having, you know, a purpose or a driven purpose, and it may not be, you know, what is the 9-to-5 that puts the food on the table and pays that proverbial electric bill that CeeLo was talking about. But my media career until recently, you know, I'm going to throw that out here and claim it, you know, put it out here in the atmosphere, has been what I feel my purpose-driven, not necessarily life, but my driver in regard to that purpose, because it's brought me joy in several facets of the media world, whether it be radio, whether it be television, whether it be journalism, and then has brought me to the point where I am here with my current TM Hyman Radio family. So had I not hung in there back in the day when, you know, I'm beating the pavement back in the Hampton Roads area, putting out, you know, a free publication. Of course, I won't call the name of it because I won't give them any energy and won't, you know, put anything negative out in the air to say that they didn't give me anything, that they gave me the experience for me to get here for
that was
my purpose. Say again.
That would be Word Up Magazine out of Hampton Roads. Marcellus, would it?
No, it would actually be Urban Life, but, you know, that's the only life he'll get for me right now. Shout out to Gerald. And that's it.
Girl, we done all wasted our time there. It's okay.
but you know what, though? I mean, but you're right on point in referencing that thing that you like to do. Many of us have gotten away from things that we like to do. Because we aren't getting paid for it, we aren't getting compensated for it. But at some point, you know, if it's truly a passion and it's something that truly makes you happy, if you stay at it, if you keep at it, it will pay off. It will benefit you. Purpose is something that's serious business, folks. A lot of folks say, I don't know what my purpose is. I don't know how to identify my purpose. I don't know. Have you ever really paused to think about it? What do you like to do? What do you like to do? And it doesn't matter if someone else is into it or approves of it or not. It's about your purpose, your happiness. And at the end of the day, it could also become a business opportunity. Many people aren't benefiting from their purpose because they haven't put on their business cap or their thinking cap at the end of the day. And then,
or
folks, we're living in a time. Go ahead. What'd you say?
I was just going to say, or even started at the square one for me, which was knowing myself and knowing exactly what I wanted. So if you don't know that, you're not going to be able to find your purpose.
Well, you know what? Most people really don't know what they want.
And that's a hard thing to admit for a lot of people.
Absolutely. But you at home listening to us right now. I mean, of course everyone wants to be rich. Everyone wants to be healthy. Everyone wants to live. But, I mean, what do you truly want? I mean, you know, when it comes to where you really want to live, do you want to live somewhere that you don't feel is realistic? Why is it unrealistic? So you want to have something that is unobtainable? Why is it unobtainable? Listen, what you think about, you bring about. And if you haven't acquired it or if you don't see it, it's because you're not thinking about it consistently enough. We're talking about personal realignment and purpose tonight. Hey, it's 7:37 where I am here in Colorado Springs, Colorado. It's 9:37 in Atlanta. We're going to pause for the calls. Come right back. It's the Social Lab. T.M. Hyman, Hot Chocolate, Madam Posse. We'll be right back.
That's right.
See, sometimes in life, these motherfuckers take your kindness for weakness. So sometimes in life, you just gotta blow their mother faces off.
Remix! How about Gucci? How about Bentley?
Nobody talk like me. Right. Check it out. Boy, your money and my money ain't the same damn kind. I could live your life and my life at the same damn time. See my riding out money, that's your buy your house money. I got that I could build a mall right by your house money. Hold up. Say you got that 550. You talking about that Benz?
Come on.
Say I got that 550. I'm talking about them M's. All black phantom, white seat. I killed them, bring them white sheets. Said, ooh, I think she liked me. Cause I got me back like white teeth.
Time and times, people, fortune, force, same damn time. Double XL GQ vibe, source, same damn time.
You don't live that shit that's in your lame ass rhymes. Y'all don't woke a sleeping giant, now the game back mine. Don't be mad, be motivated.
More.
It's the Social Lab, TM Hyman Radio, 917-889-3926. Hey, thanks for rocking with us. It's Money Monday is what we call it, but it's your personal realignment and purpose topic is what we're focused on tonight. What's up, coupon lady? Hey, can I get some Tide and some hot coupons? Already know. You already
Tide is your all-time favorite coupon item.
Tide, baby. Tide. You know what? I don't even know what it is. It's just a fresh, clean smell of Tide. Yo, the shit turns me on, I must say. I must say.
Mine is
Tide,
the Downy Unstoppables.
Tide, folks, I must say. 917-889-3926. Personal realignment and purpose is the topic. Purpose is such a hard discussion for so many people. But it's been something I've been tapped into for quite some time. I think I always knew I wanted to work with people. But this is one thing people really don't know about me. All my life as a kid, I knew what I was going to be when I grew up. I said it all through elementary school. I knew it all through middle school. And at the end of high school, I was going to try something, but I still knew I wanted to be a doctor. I had an opportunity, an MD, folks. I had an opportunity to observe two operations under Dr. D.L. Britt. Dr. D.L. Britt is the first black chief of surgeon in the United States of America. I had an opportunity to work with Dr. Britt at Eastern Virginia Medical School in the Hampton Roads area of Virginia. I wanted to be a doctor, so I had entered into a surgical assistant program. I went in and I observed a rectal duct replacement and a brain surgery.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, you went for the duct, though. You didn't just go.
I threw up in one room. I fell out in another.
Yeah, that would have been me.
I had no idea, trying to become a physician, that I did not like gore. Gore of any type. Blood, intestines, ducts coming out of your rectum, the skin on your head peeled back and seeing the brain. Listen, literally made me lose it. And so I had to reconsider my career. So I always knew I wanted to help people, work with people, and I do it in a different kind of way because I didn't make the cut to become a surgical assistant that would have led to me becoming a MD, folks. I don't like blood. Don't like gore. Now,
I'm going to have to give you the smelling salts.
What's my purpose? What'd you say?
They were going to have to give you the smelling salts.
Right. It was crazy. But I thought that was my purpose. But my true purpose was really engaging in helping people. You know, I thought it was helping them in the health field. But it was ultimately helping people in a different kind of way. I raised that story to say there's a lot of people today that have a desire to do something, but it may not be aligned with your purpose. You got to get out there and you got to get in it in order to validate, or what's the opposite of validate? I was going to make up a word. I don't know. I'm going to say reject. Either validate the fact that it is your purpose or deny it, reject it.
There you
right?
go. There you go. Deny it.
A false purpose. How do you start that journey today in your life? Folks, I say start with some of your good friends. If you're not someone who can easily self-assess and say, you know, this is what I'm good at, this is what I like to do, this is what I think my purpose is, talk to some of your friends. Because I think some of your closest friends may be able to help you to identify things that you may not be able to identify. And I say friends versus family, because sometimes our family tells us things that they think we want to hear, or they don't tell us things that they are going to, like, upset us or, you know, hurt our feelings. And so, you know, your family doesn't always tell you the truth. So get with a good friend, because all of us have a friend or two that at the end of the day really don't care about hurting our feelings.
That's right.
You know, and if you don't have one of those, you need one in your life because they help you to grow.
Exactly.
We're talking about purpose, personal realignment, and purpose tonight. If you got a question, hit us up, 917-889-3926. Got about 12, 13 minutes left in the show. Hey, I stopped past Madam CeeLo Boston's house over the weekend. Shocked the hell out of her. Shocked the hell out of her.
I don't know, when she opened the door, she was like, what are you doing
here? So she didn't even open the door. She didn't even open the door.
That's funny.
Like, really, you know, went and knocked on the door, didn't open it. Why didn't she open it? Because she wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
So I stashed something, knowing that I'm the last person she thought would be in her hood. I'm all over America. So I stashed something, and then I called her like an hour later and was like, go to your door. Look outside. Look in the bushes. You see something? Do you see something? And I had wrote something with her name on it, and I put it in the bushes. And I was like, do you see that right there? She was like, yeah, but now I'm scared.
Stalker. You make a fantastic private eye.
My purpose over the weekend was to have her shook momentarily. Mission accomplished.
Mission accomplished. Mission accomplished.
Thank you.
rocking the boat on TM Harmon Radio Live, 9:53 p.m. here in the Social Lab. Your girl, Hot Chocolate, TM Harmon, the General, and Madam Boston as well. It is Monday night. Money Monday is typically what we call it, but tonight we're talking about your personal realignment and your purpose, how to find that again. 917-889-3926 is the number to weigh in. We got a few moments left, excuse me, in the show. I always like discussing goals and, you know, what drives you and what motivates you. All things that, of course, you're going to focus on when you're trying to find your personal realignment and your purpose. So as long as you are in tune with those things, it makes it that much easier for you to find your purpose and your personal realignment. And there, you never really stop focusing on those two things. So it's always something that you're going to strive to do, to be better at, to find and to achieve and to accomplish, right? So it's like it's a constant motivator.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, and I think purpose at the end of the day is, again, just that. You know, it should be a motivator.
Yes. Yes.
You know, should be a motivator. You know, because really it's about what drives you at your core. And it could be the oddest, weirdest, like, most unpopular thing, but it makes you happy.
Yep.
That's purpose.
Yep.
That's purpose.
I shared a meme the other day.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I shared a meme the other day that said, get up and go harder than you did the day before. That's been my motivating mantra for the last 2 weeks.
I was about to say, that's a good mantra. Get up and go harder. You know,
yep.
But you can't go harder
if you don't know what you're going through.
Never went hard the day before.
To begin with, that's right.
You're not chasing anything. You know, I mean, folks, it's never too late. I don't care, you know, if you didn't graduate from high school. I don't care if you didn't get your GED. You know, I don't care if you ever went to college. You know, it has nothing to do with what you're able to do today. It's never
not
too late. Ever since I heard about a 96-year-old years ago that went back and got their high school diploma, I said, if a 96-year-old can go back and get their high school diploma, we have no excuses.
Not one. You hear about people doing it every day. There's no excuse. And there's so many different programs out there. It's like, you know, you can't use the excuse, oh, I don't want to go back to night school because I don't have time, or I'm going to be embarrassed because, you know, people are going to judge me. You can do it right in your own home. There are so many avenues for you to do things online to better yourself, self-studies, you know, self-paced. Really, there's way too many options for anything that you want to do for you to make an excuse about not being able to do anything.
No more excuses, folks. Technology has really, you know, technology has taken all the excuses away. So I'm going to give you resources before we get out of here. When you talk about purpose, when you talk about realignment, you know, some people need tools and resources. I say, again, start with your friends. Ask people to give you feedback about you. What do you do well? Ask other people what they think you do well at. You know, ask people, do they think they know your purpose? Start getting feedback and start pondering. But let me give you two resources. Skill building resources, okay, may not necessarily help you tap your purpose, but it will help you to improve your skills and maybe tap an area that may be aligned with your purpose. The first resource is Udemy.com. Udemy.com. It's a dope resource for really any and everything. Udemy. It's UDEMY.com. It's an online university for the average man or woman, right? With a ton of resources, a lot of free stuff, but there's also paid stuff there. Log on to udemny.com. See if it'll help you to expound upon your purpose. Next is Khan Academy. Khan Academy, K-A-K-H-A-N Academy. Not
very dope resource.
KhanAcademy.com. I've actually learned, I've brushed up on my accounting and my banking and my finance skills on Khan Academy. Hey, we're back on Wednesday 9P. Relationship Wednesday is what we call it. Listen, ask somebody to tell you what they think you're good at. Ask them if they know your purpose tonight. And if they don't know, ask somebody else. I tackle take
there
it home.
You go.
Get out of here, folks. Good night.
TM Hama Radio Live, The Social Lab. We will see you on Wednesday.
We out.
Talk radio show. Real talk. Talk radio show. TM Hyman live. TM Hyman live. TM Hyman live. Talk radio show. TM Hyman live. TM Hyman live. TM Hyman live. Talk radio show. TM Hyman live. TM Hyman live. TM Hyman live.